Real American Country is 99.7 KBTN. Good morning. I don't know how many of you know about this. The Department of Labor has come up with this great idea, and you can decide for yourselves if it is or isn't. I don't know yet. We'll have to find out. We're all learning together. And it's a change in the way that salaries are done and the way that people are getting paid. And our new friend, Jonathan. Jonathan, who are you officially with?
My firm's name is Advient, and we are a human resources consulting firm.
And you guys are going to be very busy for the next month or so as we work into this change, would be my guess.
We have been already.
I'm sure. See, now, we went to a big meeting a month ago, and we've started learning a new way. Now, for people who don't know what's about to go down, kind of in a nutshell for us.
Well, the Department of Labor has issued a new regulation or updated regulations under the Fair Labor Standards Act, which is the law that governs overtime. And it makes a change to that law that on December 1st, there will be about 4.2 million Americans or so that will now be eligible for overtime who were not eligible for overtime. And the reason that has changed, or they will become eligible for overtime, is the salary level that qualifies someone for overtime is changing. So right now, if I earn around $23,000 or $24,000, if I earn less than that, I'm eligible for overtime. Mm-hmm. And if I earn more than that, sometimes I'm not eligible for overtime. But on December 1st, that salary amount of $23,000 will now rise to about $47,000, meaning that if I earn less than about a little over $47,000 a year in salary, then I would then be eligible for overtime on December 1st.
Okay. So, and a lot of companies are just switching employees to an hourly rate under that level.
That's right.
Because they really can't call it a salary anymore. Am I on the right track with this?
Well, that's true. They could actually pay them on a salaried basis. They could have what's called a salaried non-exempt employee, meaning they are not exempt from overtime regulations.
Okay.
But if they did happen to work over 40 hours, they would still have to pay them overtime pay for the amount over 40 hours in the work week.
And really, it's a subject and a lot of information that there's no way we could cover everything on the air in one shot. So they've got together and they're having a couple of meetings and a couple of seminars, for lack of a better term, to kind of explain it to business owners, employees, whoever wants the information.
That's correct. The Chamber of Commerce, the local Joplin Chamber of Commerce, is hosting informative sessions or workshops on this topic. We're actually presenting at one on November 1st and November 10th. But there are other sessions that are scheduled. And Ginger Lamar is here with the chamber, and I'll let her provide some information on the timing and how to actually sign up for those.
Bring on Ginger! We should have your own introduction music.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
We are very appreciative because it's a subject that I found out recently not a lot of people even knew was about to happen. Some companies are going to take it on the fly, which I don't recommend because there's a lot going on with it. So some of the chamber events that have been scheduled with different companies to explain this are going on from here till, like Jonathan said, even they have one on November the 10th.
Correct. So we're starting. We had our first one yesterday at the Joplin Area Chamber of Commerce, and we have a series of workshops. We have some breakfast ones starting at 7:30, and we also have luncheons starting at 11:30. They'll last for about an hour and 15 minutes. And they can find out more information by going on our website at joplincc.com, or they're welcome to call us at 624-4150. They can get the details, the information. It's a great session. They're going to learn a lot. They're going to actually take something back with them and to understand more of what is getting ready to happen December 1st.
There you go. And not just as a business owner or an employer, but as an employee, you need to know how this works and what the changes are going to be. And this is an easy way to do it.
It is, because actually, you know, it's very transparent. You can understand it. You can learn it. So then everyone's on the same level and understands exactly what their job and their job description is.
Right. So there's lots to learn of that. So one more time, how can they get a hold of it?
They can call us at 417-624-4150 or look at our website, joplincc.com, and look under the new overtime rules. We have a series of workshops that happen in the morning and at lunch.
And if they want to get a hold of Jonathan, there's a couple of ways to do that, too. and Advient. Am I saying that right?
Advient.
Advient. See, that's that public school education I've bragged about for years. And if they wanted to get with your company or with you, maybe hard to get you personally right now, how would they go about that?
Well, they can attend one of the sessions at the Chamber on November 1st or November 10th and come and meet me in person. I'll be presenting with Davis CPA Group, a local accounting, taxation, and payroll expert here in town. Or they can visit our website, and that's advient.com, ADVIANT.com.
All right. Ginger, Jonathan, thank you guys for the info.
Thank you.
Thanks.